Blog Talk Radio.
About getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446.
Hey, Dr. Ginny, what about the Moldavite?
Got it.
What about the crosses and crucifixes?
Got them.
What about them being pure sterling silver?
They are, 0.925, imported directly from Italy.
Well, how can I get one?
Just go to my website, www.drginny.com. That's drginny.com. Log on, click on the online storefront, and you can see all the crosses, the crucifixes, the pendants, even lockets. and the lockets all come with a piece of blessed palm from Palm Sunday.
Well, I'm going to go online right now and buy myself a crucifix.
Do it.
Jessica.
And can we hear each other?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You
sound far away.
I can tell the sound is off. You see, we have always technical difficulties. My goodness, is it better?
You just sound like you're far away.
Do you still have it on speaker?
Okay, let's try this. Hey, welcome everybody to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my hostess.
Jessica?
I know, hostess, my hostess.
Hostess.
I was just going to say, serving Twinkies or whatever. And we're welcoming everybody to the show tonight. As always, we're going to do mini angel readings this evening. If you want to get one of those, go ahead and dial into our show at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And we'll be able to do some mini angel readings. So if you just want some advice or want to make some suggestions on things we can do on the show, we're always welcome to hear your suggestions. And, you know, we have a lot of the same people that come back and visit us every week, and they email us. And we just want to say we do appreciate all of you taking the time on a Wednesday night when you could be watching something really good on TV to sit and listen to us. It's not good.
They shouldn't.
No, so then this is a privilege for them, right?
It absolutely is. They're much more entertaining.
Much more entertaining.
Repeats that they have on.
There are a lot of repeats on. Well, first I want to say this. Last week I was talking about the show American Digger because you know I like to meddle in
right.
that. And I was curious to see how that show was going to go because a lot of people are saying, you know, they go out to people's homes and they give them, they basically, you know, do research in specific areas. This particular show took place in Alaska, and they went out and they did a contract with the homeowners that said, hey, you know, this used to be a mining area, so anything that we detect on your property that we find, we'll sell, give you 30% of.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll leave it in the exact same condition that we found it in. And they said, great. So they would sign, and then they found over $20,000 worth of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, over $20,000 worth of stuff.
Cool.
And
what kind of stuff?
Oh, real, okay, well, they found an old gold panning pan, you know.
Really?
And I mean, that has real, I mean, these things were in the ground, haven't been touched since the 1800s. So
that's
like, very
cool.
They found, and, you know, in my property in Maine, it was funny because, you know, we have a large acreage in Maine that we go to in the summer. And you know, it's like mountains. You've been
mm-hmm.
up there, right? I mean, you just, and so, you know, where do you metal detect, right?
Right.
And so two summers ago, we were up there, and I had the metal detector, and it was off the back. We have an ATV, and I said, I said, wait, I want a metal detect right there. He goes, why would you think that you would find anything right there? I said, oh, pshaw. And so I took it out in like 30 seconds, ding, 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 and it was a horseshoe.
Oh, wow.
I saw a tree, and I just knew I had the metal detect next to that tree, and I found this really cool. And I have it. Matter of fact, I think you saw it. It was in the metal detector bag because, you know, I have that bag of stuff where we keep
mm-hmm.
all the loot. Anyway,
I don't remember seeing a horseshoe.
Yeah, it's a small horseshoe, so I find it
was smaller.
I don't know, kind of like the Spaniards when they came to St. Augustine, 4 feet, 8 inches tall. But
no.
I don't know, but, you know, it was really cool. So anyway, what I found interesting was on the show, you know the two-man saws that they used to use for lumbering? Okay, they found one in the ground, no handle, full of rust, $1,000 bill.
Wow.
It was worth $1,000. And then
it wasn't $1,000 if it's rusted and
because it's part of a Americana. It's history. It's from an iconic time that people collect, and the people that do collect that kind of stuff are willing to pay big money. So that was really cool. And then you know the river in Maine by our house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know how you could like walk across in some areas,
right?
20 feet deep in other areas. Well, in the shallow areas. Like, and then there's those little tributaries that run off. In, like, a tributary area where, like, animals would come and drink,
mm-hmm.
they found a bear trap, the kind that snaps shut. Yeah. And, as a matter of fact, when they found it, he screamed everybody had to stop because it would take off a hand. I mean, if your wrist was in there. And I think that thing was worth, forgive me, I don't remember, a couple of $1,000. Then they found, like, just a little hand-turning, like, metal thing that was like an awl.
Mm-hmm.
That was worth it. So in the end, they found like over $20,000 worth of stuff in the ground.
To watch that.
I know. It's on tonight at, I believe, 10 p.m. on Spike TV. And I know, you know, so don't go look for it now because it's not on, so you still get to listen to the show.
You can DVR shows.
I do all the time.
And I DVR, but I'm not a reality DVR-er.
I know. You don't do reality
TV. But that one sounds
It's really good, well, especially since we do it. We're going on Saturday to do to do a spot that we've discovered, and so we're going to do that. And well, that's not true. Let's be honest. I just said I think
Let's go here, and metal detect.
I said that I, for some reason, I'm drawn to Kissimmee, that for some reason we need to go metal detect Kissimmee this Saturday, so we're going to go do that. And I bet we'll find something really cool, because it's not, I have no idea where we're going. We're just
Disney
gonna,
World?
No. This is somewhere going to be like, I don't know what the deal is, why I even have this, I don't know why, but I just, we're going to go out there, we'll find something, you'll see.
Okay.
I don't know, it'll be interesting. In any event, that was interesting. So what did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? I went out Saturday night and had a fun time.
You went on a date. That was good, right?
I did.
Good.
Had
but
fun.
It wasn't a date. It was just a friendship thing.
It was a friendship thing, yeah. You like to think everything's a date, and it's not.
I corrected myself. It wasn't a date. It was just you went out with some friends.
Yeah, I went out with some friends, listened to a bluegrass band. That was fun.
Cool. That's cool.
That was really fun, and
they
were really good, and that's about all. My son is back living with me.
Yes, which is awesome.
It's awesome, and so I spent a lot of time with him this weekend, and I love him, but he talks a lot.
You know, I told you, when your son moved out, it was like your stress level went way down, because you were getting sleep, because he likes to play those video games and keep you up, and he's loud when he talks, and you didn't have circles under your eyes anymore.
Well, yeah, and I do today, that's for sure.
And I was thinking about it, but you know what? He's only home for a short time because he's saving up, and him and his girlfriend are going to be moving in together, and so that's really cool.
Yeah,
and
it's all positive things, and I love him. Just, he's super energetic, lots of personality.
Yeah.
He loves to talk.
Mr. Charisma.
He
should be in sales.
He should, because he likes to talk.
I know, he does. He would, you know.
I didn't realize how much he talked
until
he was gone.
Nonstop.
And I said to my daughter, I'm like, wow, the house is so quiet. She goes, isn't it great?
I know, because you used to say, I can actually sit in my own living room and read a book now, because you couldn't. Yeah, so you know what? He'll be out before you know it. And, you know, it's funny because I was thinking, I was working from the house this afternoon taking calls, and when my girls got home from school today, you know, it's always so quiet, you know, because my husband's working, and all of a sudden I hear, it's like someone flips a switch, and it's like, and I hear cracking up, they're laughing, they're giggling, and they race each other to come into my office, right? So, like, and they're trying to knock each other over to get in here, but they know they're not allowed to make any noise, right? So, like, they come barreling through the door, and I thought to myself, when I'm like, you know, you're not supposed to make noise, and then they left, and I thought to myself, you know, I really appreciate that, though.
Oh, cool.
You know, yeah, I'm going to miss that when they're moving on with their lives. You do, yeah.
When they're not there, you definitely miss them.
Yeah, definitely. But in the meantime, they're great. And did you hear what my daughter said tonight?
I did.
That was the sweetest thing in the world. My daughter said that she was, what did she say?
You're her best friend.
Yeah, she said they had senior cut day today or something. And where the seniors go out and have breakfast or something. And she said, all I could think was, when I'm a senior, I'm going to take senior cut day and take my mommy out to breakfast. Wasn't that sweet? I know.
See you, Mom.
She's not a senior yet. Maybe she'll change her mind. So, you know.
That's what I told her. I said, you talk to me when you're a senior.
Yeah. You were like, no, Mom, you can't go. But, no, that was kind of
neat. She's your baby, and that's very sweet.
She is, you know, and she's my good girl. I'm really proud of her. And she's donating her time at the YMCA for her Bright Future Hours, and she comes home with snot.
That's
like,
lovely.
She's working in the daycare area after school.
Well, you know, you have to be a certain kind of person to work with.
She's doing. She's enjoying it. You know.
Yeah.
She. I said, are you getting annoyed now with all? Because you know. Because as a matter of fact, she said, the kids were crying, and we both went, aw. And she said, no, you don't know, right? She's like, there's always somebody crying, and you're talking to one, and one hits the other, and it's, so she's getting a little tired of it.
Hey, this is what teachers deal with every day.
And it's a shame.
This is why teachers, I feel like,
are highly
so
underpaid.
Underpaid, oh my God.
They are so underpaid, and I totally agree with it. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to talk tonight, I'm going to take some callers, and then after that, I want to talk a little bit about near-death experiences and out-of-body experiences. And the reason why I want to talk about this is because yesterday on AOL, a story came out how they were saying that there is a scientific study that now says that as a person goes near death or their body ceases to function, the brain will salvage the last bit of energy it can to keep itself working as a survival technique.
And they're saying that when they shut down the front part or the cortex, I don't know what the actual words were, mm-hmm. but the back of the eyes would no longer get the amount of blood that it needed so that there would be no vision, so there would be no graphic. All you would see is a white light. And they're saying that's what it is. You're not going, you know, into heaven. You're not. It's just a scientific thing. Your brain is shutting down.
Well, I don't believe that.
Well, not only do I not believe that, how could I do what I do if it wasn't for the other side?
Right.
How would I know these stories? Interestingly enough, I want to be careful what I say here because I don't want to give away any information, but I was fortunate to have one of the callers that had called in over the last couple of weeks. One of them particularly called me today, and we spoke, and I had shared some information with her on the show, and would not have known that information had her family member not been communicating
right.
with me. And as we were talking today, I found out that she also had an out-of-body experience
really?
That was so real and so factual that it was amazing. And
wow.
so, you know, it's always funny how when I decide to talk about something, all this, you know, information, stimuli comes in about
mm-hmm.
stuff. So I think it's meant for us to talk about it tonight because I think anybody who read that AOL story would say, hey, wait a second. And you should never question that there's another side because with faith is everything and with God, you know, is everything. And
right.
you've got to know there is another side. And I couldn't do what I do. I mean, you know, anyone can guess things. But I wouldn't guess that a person's father was bringing the mother an orchid, a white orchid, because that was her favorite flower.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we
right.
just wouldn't know that. So what I'm saying to you is, you know, don't believe this story.
Well, and of course, science tries to explain. Put
yeah.
a, you know, factual reason why everything happens. And there isn't always a factual reason.
There's not. And it's not. I think what it does is it tries to take away people's belief. It tries to crush their hopes. You know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, come on, people. I'm going to tell you some near-death experience stories that will knock your socks off. And if you're not wearing socks, it may curl your toes. How's that? It will curl
it
your
will
toes.
It'll blow your mind.
It'll blow your mind. I want to welcome Susie. Susie, our chat room mom, is the hostess with the second mostest, because you're the hostess with the
say,
mostest.
I'm the hostess with the mostest.
I know. I said second mostest, because I couldn't say because you're the mostest. In our chat room, she's got everybody in there, and she keeps everybody warm and comfy. If you've got a question, go ahead and ask it. I will answer it if I can, and Susie will put it in bright, bold red letters to make sure that I see it. And so we welcome everybody to go into our chat room. It's kind of fun to go in there because you could talk to one another. And I know a lot of them have become friends. And we actually had a couple who met in our chat room who actually got married once. So that was kind of cool.
I know.
So we're going to go with that.
You know, where are you going to meet someone, right?
You never do. And that's why, you know, a lot of people who are single are saying, when am I going to meet that special someone? You know what? You got to do what you do every day and live life and experience. If you're not experiencing life, you're not living the life God intended you to live.
Right.
Right? You've got to experience it. As a matter of fact, we were just talking about that today, because Saturday night we're going to go see a band.
We're going to see the band.
We're going to see that band. Okay. Now.
Well, I convinced you that it's something
yes.
we should go do.
Yes. Because
I don't want to go by myself.
I really want to go see it, and I'm trying to get my husband to go, too.
He's going
to
come, too.
I hope he does, because I really want to see this. I think it'll be fun, and I love that kind of music, so I know I'm going to really
right.
enjoy it. So
right.
it'll be fun, and we'll be playing some of their music, I think, on the show next week. So that'll
cool.
be kind of neat, too, right? Yeah, okay. So here, what we're going to do is take our first caller, because I know we jabber on a little bit sometimes. And
but you know what? That's part of our thing.
That's part of our thing, girl. Okay, I just did that, didn't I? That's part of that thing. Okay, here we go. I'm going to take the first caller who I do not have your name, but I do believe that you're calling from 646, and I'll just give the first three numbers, 418. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi. Hi, how are you doing?
I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Hi, how's everyone doing?
We're doing good. It's very hard to hear you. You sound very hollow, like you're at the
okay.
end of a tin can almost. What's your name?
My name is Dawn.
Dawn?
Yes.
Welcome to the show, Dawn. Are you calling from Chicago?
I'm calling from New York.
New York. Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. Are you a first-time listener?
Yes, this is my first time.
Well, welcome. We're glad you found us. How can I help you tonight?
I just wanted to know, I'm like, I just finished school. I just finished grad school, and I'm kind of like in a transitional period. And I just wanted to know, like, what do you see me doing? I've been dabbling in modeling and jewelry designing, but I don't really know. I know I don't want a traditional career right now, but I don't know what
right.
to do.
Right, which I'm kind of confused about. I see you're extremely artistic, so I'm wondering why you don't want to go into that.
Well, I'm jewelry designing and I'm modeling, but maybe that's not good enough. Maybe I need to be doing more in the arts.
I see that the jewelry design is a very good thing for you. The modeling's good, but the jewelry design is something you need to really work on because I see like that's going to do really well for you. And I see that you've actually started networking and you've got like a center of influence around you where you could really make some money with that. Is that true?
Yes, this is true. It's just I don't know if it's my passion that I'm very artistically like I'm inclined, but I'm good at a lot of things. I can sing, I can dance, I can design, model. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is the modeling that you're getting, now I'm going to be honest with you because you know that one thing you'll always get from me is honesty. I never sugarcoat it because it's not fair. I tell you exactly what I see. So when I ask the angels if you should be modeling, I'm getting a yes. But I'm getting a yes to the negative, which means it's okay for a while, but it's not going to be a long-term thing, okay?
Okay.
You're good, right? You're good at it, and you'll get work. But you're not. I'm seeing you're not getting the amount of work that you would like to get in modeling, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So then when I ask them about the jewelry design, I'm getting a yes off the charts. That's just an expression, a yes off the charts with a vibration. When I see it that way, that means that's like yeah, that's definitely the way to go. And that you are emotionally bound to your creations. And that's what makes them so special. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm seeing that. And I'm being shown that this is it. This is the reason why you do it is because you like doing it. It's not because it's just something you thought about. You really like doing it. So when you like doing something that much, you go for it. Do it. Because what is better than doing something you love and then getting paid for it?
Right. I know. And, well, I just feel like I think I'm so trained in, like, school mode just by my parents that even – and I went to the School of Arts as in high school, but still, school was still – you know, academics was still in the forefront. So just to graduate from school – and then, like, hey, I'm going to be a jewelry designer, like, full time. It's like, what? It sounds crazy.
Well, and your parents are thinking that they flushed the money down the toilet. But the truth is, let me share this with you. What was your major, by the way?
I studied to be a therapist.
Okay.
Psychology.
And like, so are you, like, social worker or...
More of like sit on the couch and tell me your problems type of thing.
Okay. So you just graduated from grad school?
Well, yes, I finished the program, and then the actual graduation is in May.
Okay. So what is your degree in? What is it actually?
Psychological counseling. It's a master's.
Okay. Okay. So. Okay. Very good. All right. So let me ask you this question. Do you think that that's after going through everything you've been through, and I know it so well, you think that this is something that you really want to continue to do?
No, I don't want to be a therapist. No.
Okay, see, this is because...
No!
This is for everybody to know. You know, we go to college, right? And we think at like 17, 18, we're gonna major in this and we're gonna come out in 4 years or 5 years and we're gonna have this great degree and then like 3 years into it we're like, oh man, as soon as you do your internship, right? And you realize that a lot of the people you talk to are crazy, right? Right? Okay, so now you're thinking, oh my goodness, I don't know if I wanna do this anymore. Plus I gotta sit there and listen to everybody's problems. And
that is not, I will not be happy. I will not be happy.
I know. It takes a special kind of person to do that, believe me. I well know. I love what I do, but I have a certain kind of personality that's very well suited for that. Now, for you, I totally get it. I think that that totally drains you, right?
Yes, very much.
Yeah, and it's totally not right for you. So, I mean, I get that. However, also, as a parent, I totally get the whole, are you freaking kidding me? I just paid for your college education. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I totally get that.
That's how they feel. They're like, yeah. you have these degrees. I went to an Ivy League. They're like, hey, go be a therapist. I'm like, no, I can't. I don't want to listen to trolls.
All right, so this is what you do, okay? You utilize the things that you learned in school, because you learn a lot about how to understand people and character traits, correct? So you know that when you're talking to a person, for instance, suppose you decide to make custom pieces for high-end department stores, okay? Let's just say suppose you decide to go that route, which is a strong possibility. And as you're in a meeting with one of the buyers of one of these high-end department stores in New York City, you got some of the best, okay? You're in there and you're talking to her. And you're watching her body language because you can learn what I call body English or body language by looking at a person, right? I know they taught us that in school. When a person is doing certain things, they're either comfortable, uncomfortable. You also learned how to put a person at ease, correct?
Right, correct.
Okay, so use those skills that you learned in school, but use it to sell your custom-made jewelry pieces.
Okay.
Can't you do that?
Yes, no, I can. I just need to wrap my head around it, and because I can't be a therapist. And then I don't want a traditional job. I want to be, like, artistic people, we want to just go with the flow, make our art, and live life.
I know. See, this is what you do. You need to make some awesome custom pieces, very high-end, bring them into the high-end department stores, supply them. Believe me, if you do that, you'll create a name for yourself. Next thing you know, you have a line on HSN, and, right, you're doing great, okay? Joan Rivers, look out, because here you come. You're going to be selling your jewelry, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Listen, good luck, and remember me when you get to the top. All you have to do is send me a picture of your stuff so I know you did really well, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She was very sweet.
And it's so funny. And it is the truth. You
so
go
true.
Through college thinking you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And this is why people change their majors so many times, and they should.
Oh, my gosh.
Because at that age, you don't know what you want to do with your life.
You know, you really don't. I didn't really decide what I wanted to do with my life until I decided, I mean, even though I had this gift my whole life, I didn't start using it with others in the manner that I do it now, you know, until, you know, for many years back.
Right.
But for the first 20 years, I had my own business. I worked for Fortune 500 companies. I had an import business. I mean, you remember all the things?
I know.
Oh, my God. And you know what? I loved doing all of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun, but I could never – I'd be like, okay, that was fun for a while. Now I'm bored. I'm going to do something. You know, do you know what you want to do when you grow up?
Oh, my gosh. I went to college. I should be a speech therapist right now.
Do you want to know the other thing that I wanted to do? You're going to think I'm insane.
What's that?
For a while, I wanted to become an optometrist.
That's really unusually out of character for you.
I know. Can you see it?
I don't picture you like glasses. Beyond that,
I
can't
picture
that.
I don't know. I had this thing. Even when I was, in my 20s, I was thinking I should have become an optometrist. Why didn't I become an optometrist? I don't know why.
I don't like looking in people's eyeballs.
Well, I don't know why I don't know why I had that thing, but now I don't want to be an optometrist anymore. And when I grow up, no, I am who I want to be.
Well,
you
become what you want to be, and you're so lucky.
I'm
because
blessed.
A lot of us are still out there thinking, who should we be?
Right, I know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but this is the point. No one, or very few people, know what they want to be. You go to school, you get that degree. That degree to me is a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Okay, it means that you may go back into the real world of life and start working and saying, I don't at all. You know, you do your internship
mm-hmm.
and you're like, this is gross and I don't want to do this, or this is boring, or this is unexciting,
right.
or this is...
But at least you have the degree to back you up.
Right, so that means you can now move laterally into something else,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe you have to take a few more courses to finish a degree and maybe something else, but you can always do that at night while you're
sure.
working, so you don't put mom and dad out of house and home. Right? But you know, the nice is to have that flexibility. And she
right.
definitely has, now she...
But, you know, being an artsy person, I'm surprised that she decided to be a therapist.
No, I'm going to tell you why. I get it totally. It's because artsy people are very sensitive. Sensitive people have a lot of compassion. Compassionate people want to help others.
I guess.
So it kind of all links up when
Maybe.
You think about
but,
it, you know?
But why waste that artsy part of you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a very good point.
I mean, because
why?
I would love to be one of those, you know, be able to just paint a beautiful picture. I would love to
yes.
be able to do that.
I always wanted to be able to sing, as we all know.
Yeah, we know that.
You know, I keep saying this on the air, and you all notice Jessica never says, no, you sing well. She never says that. She always says, yeah, we know you can't sing, because I try all the time, and it's really terrible, but I don't really care.
But
because,
you don't give up.
No, because I like to sing, so I don't, you know, my theory is if you don't like what you hear, clog your ears, because it's going to come out of me. I'm going to sing. That's all there is to it. We'll be back in two.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July.
Who is that?
You woke us all up.
There you go. See, that's what you get for sleeping. That was Katy Perry in Firework, right?
I never know Katy Perry songs.
Seriously?
I don't, you know, I think I have a mental block when it comes to music
yeah.
and the artist. I love the songs. I know all the words, but I never know who sings them.
I'm going to tell you that I used to have more of a disconnect than I do now because of the show, right?
But
so it's
like,
easier.
You know, if I know the whole song.
Well, yeah,
I don't know.
I just, what I love is the MTV version, the video versions of these songs because they, you know, when you hear it and then you see that version of
mm-hmm.
it, I just love Firework because it's about having a glow inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it very much reminds me of internal energy and that bright glowing light within all of us. And I
like
love
E.T.
that. No, you're kind of like E.T. Yeah, E.T., you know, in a way, E.T., when you look at that, is about your spirit. You know, isn't it? He had a glow. And I wonder how many people actually even thought of it that way. You know? Because he could communicate using ESP.
Yes, he could.
Right? See? Mm-hmm. And he had that glow. So he was like the first metaphysical show. He was like, right? There you go. Steven Spielberg, you got to hand it to him. He was ahead of his time.
Totally.
I want to talk about the near-death experiences because I'm going to tell you something. This is just so cool. You know, after reading that story that AOL put out, and I was just so upset because, you know, we all know that that's not true. We all know that there's a God, and we all know that there's an afterlife, right?
Absolutely.
And I don't care if you believe in God per se or creator or, you know, it doesn't matter, or just a higher source,
a divine source. Right.
Yeah. Doesn't matter, but the truth is, we all know that there's an afterlife, and your body, your soul, your energy source is going to leave your body when you die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where's it going to go? Well, I don't think it's going to want a trip to Europe, you know, or it might. Who knows? Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, well, you're not going to go to Scotland now, but when you die, then are you going to have a good time? That's terrible. By the way, do you notice that some of our regulars are not in the room tonight? My Georgia Peach friend is not in there. I don't know where she is. She lives in Jersey, but she's not in there. And also Kelly's not in there tonight.
Huh.
We don't have Jay. Grace is in there. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, there was a study done in 2001, and the study lasted 13 years, and it included 344 survivors of cardiac arrest from 10 different Dutch hospitals. And what they did.
Dutch people are cool.
Because Dutch people wear wooden shoes so they could hear them walking. That's how they knew, oh, you're still alive. No. So we're so awful. Okay. So anyway, they did this study, and the findings confirmed that, you know, with these near-death experiences, that the consciousness or the soul did survive beyond brain function. And it's kind of interesting. So I just got to just share a couple of this with you because I thought it was so interesting.
These are movie stars
no,
or these are regular people?
You know, there are movie stars that this happened to, and I'll tell you a story about that in just a second. But this particular one, a lot of these stories all came from hospital workers because, you know, when people get sick or have a heart attack or get ready to die, generally they're rushed to the hospital,
yeah.
Right?
I would think this would be, you know,
yeah.
Nurses and doctors.
Prime. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, during a night shift, an ambulance brings in a 44-year-old catatonic comatose man to the coronary care unit. He had been found about an hour before in a meadow by people that were walking by. After admission, he receives artificial respiration without incubation and heart massage and defibrillation. When they tried to incubate him, the patient turned out to have dentures. So the nurse removed the upper dentures and put them into the crash cart in a draw. Meanwhile, they continued the CPR. About an hour and a half, the patient was able finally be brought back to a heart rhythm and blood pressure, but he was obviously ventilated and intubated, and he was comatose. So he was transferred to the intensive care unit to continue the necessary, you know, like artificial respiration. After about a week, she went in and met the patient, the nurse who had worked on him, and you know, he was now in the cardiac ward. And the moment he saw her, he says, "Oh." He says, you know where my dentures are. And she said, excuse me? And he said, yes, you were there when they brought me into the hospital. You took my dentures out of my mouth and put them onto that car, and it had all these bottles, this cart, and it had all these bottles on it. And there was this sliding drawer underneath, and I saw you put my teeth there.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. She said she was especially amazed because she remembered this happening while the man was in a deep coma, and they were doing CPR on the guy. And when she, you know, questioned him further, he said that he was actually floating over himself. He could see himself lying in the bed, and that he was able to see everything the nurses and the doctors had done while they were trying to resuscitate him. And that's pretty neat.
You hear that a lot, floating. You do.
And it's again and again and again. And Jane Seymour, I'm going to tell you a story about Jane Seymour. She was shooting a movie about 26 years ago in Spain, and she came down with really bad bronchitis. Mm-hmm. And so they called a doctor to come up and administer a shot of antibiotics. Well, the doctor couldn't get there right away, so he sent his nurse up to just give her a shot. Well, the nurse came up and gave her almost a lethal dose of antibiotics. And so she went. She immediately went into anaphylactic shock and started to die.
Oh, my God.
As a matter of fact, she did die, okay? And so all of a sudden, she comes out of her body, and she is now kind of floating above and watching everything that's going on. And then, of course, the nurse realized this is really not cool.
Uh-huh.
So the doctor came rushing up to the room. And then he gave her another injection, probably some type of Benadryl type of
release,
I think. Anyway, she then all of a sudden, as she's watching all the activity go on, she gets sucked back into her body,
mm-hmm.
and she kind of comes to, and okay, everything's fine. And then you know, they explained what happened. Of course, you know, her fever had spiked, so the fever starts to go down very mm-hmm. rapidly, and the antibiotics start to do their job, and the next morning, the doctor comes to check on her again, and she said, you know, he said, I'm not quite sure what happened. She said, well, I died, and as I was floating above, I watched the nurse take some of whatever she shot me with mm-hmm. and put it into the garbage can. She lifted up the garbage and shoved it underneath the stuff. So the doctor went to the garbage can and lifted the stuff up, and there was the lethal dose.
She was trying to cover
her tracks, and Jane Seymour saw that.
No way.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so she said, and everybody seems to say the same thing when they've had a near-death life experience, which is that in the process of this, when they're floating above their body, they're just at such peace.
Mm-hmm.
They're such peace, and they're so happy. But the one thing that I've seen and read consistently in all the stories that I've read, the ones who come back are always the ones who think, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready to go yet. I need to be there for my children.
Right,
I need to
right.
be there for my husband. I need to be there for my kids. And I'm going to tell you another story, and then we'll take another caller, and I'll tell you some more later. But the client that I spoke with today, it was weird because she was telling me that she was getting a special treatment in Tampa, and she was getting this this infusion, and the right drugs were not administered, and
mm-hmm.
so she started to have terrible pain, and then all of a sudden she's floating above herself.
Oh my
and
gosh.
She said for about 45 minutes.
No way.
And they she was surrounded by like 10 nurses, and they were working on her, and
mm-hmm.
And she could describe everything that was going on, and then she was kind of sucked back in.
Uh-huh.
But while she was out, she was not in pain at all. She said it was very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
No pain whatsoever.
You've got to be wondering, okay, now
well,
what?
But you know what? There's just that sense of, uh-oh, okay. And I don't think time really has the same time.
Right.
But the one thing, like she said, she didn't want her mother, because her dad had passed away, so she didn't
mm-hmm.
want her mom to find her, you know, if you get that call.
Right.
And so, in a way, she was so desperate to come back, she came back, too. So it seems like, I think that, you know, for these folks, fate wasn't ready to take them.
Right.
You know, it wasn't their time in God's timeline. So, you know, they do come back, but everyone has said the same thing. When they're floating above, there's no pain whatsoever.
Hmm.
They're completely separated from that. I just thought that was so interesting. Anyway, when she came back, she described to the nurses what happened and what she saw, and they all went white in the face.
Really?
Because they realized that she actually had an out-of-body experience.
Wow.
And that was really
That's
cool.
Amazing.
I just love that.
Well, it's neat because then, you
it's
know.
It's like facts.
Right.
Okay?
It's like, hello, how do you dispute something like
you
that?
You can't dispute something like that. And I'm going to tell you something else in a minute that's just going to blow your mind. But I'll wait because, you know.
For sure. Make me wait.
I'm going to make you wait. In the meantime, I think we have somebody on the phone who may also be in the chat room. I'm not sure, but we're going to give it a shot here. Hi, welcome to the show, Kimberly. Are you on the air?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you tonight?
I just have questions regarding my love life.
Okay. First of all, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland.
Maryland, okay, very good. And you're not a first-time caller, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I didn't think so. I think we've spoken a couple of times before, right?
No, just one time, about maybe 2 months ago.
Wow. You know what? I remember nothing about it. I just somehow remember the beginning of your phone number because it's an easy phone number. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and when I look at it,
easy.
It's like, yeah. So that's it. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your love life. Okay. Let me ask you this, Kim. I don't know why this is coming through, but I have to ask you this question. They're showing me Sir Lancelot. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like Sir Lancelot.
King Arthur, you know?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. 25 years ago, I had a huge crush on somebody that was a little bit older than me. My father would never let me in this lifetime go out with him. I was 16. He was 21.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran back into each other probably about a week and a half ago.
Ah.
And over the years, I've always, always, always thought about him.
Uh-huh. Okay. So he's like the one that that you always thought was going to come and take you away, and you could have, but never did. How did that meeting go?
It went very well. We talk, but he's kind of like a sporadic talker.
Okay. Well, what do you mean by that?
Like he'll send me a message, and then I won't hear from him for a couple of days. And it's like it seems like I always have to initiate it, but he always responds as soon as he gets my text messages.
Okay. And what is his? Wasn't he dating somebody?
He was married. He is ending his marriage basically at the same time as I'm ending mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Yeah, so it's just weird that we ran back into each other and we're both
going
through
a
divorce
at all.
At the same time.
I think it's divine timing. Does he live close by?
No.
My suggestion is to keep that connection up, definitely. Don't consider it a primary dating possibility right now. Just keep it open. I'm going to tell you why, and I think it might surprise you. You know how we have people in our lives that we always kind of think about, and they're always the one that got away or that you should have been with, et cetera? And sometimes just knowing that they're out there somewhere kind of helps us get through the difficult times sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've thought about him at different times a lot over the years. And I mean a real lot, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
That's why I told my girlfriend, I have loved him all of my life.
Right, exactly. So I think sometimes knowing that they're out there just gives us that strength to go on. It gives us that motivation to get through some of the things that are really, really difficult. Now, that being said, I think he's going to be in your life, but not in that way for a little while yet. Another man is going to come into your life, but I got to tell you something. Right now, you're still not quite ready for that man to come into your life. I know you probably think you are, but right now, I'm getting that you've got stuff going on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. No, because I haven't really dated anybody in almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Are you carrying any anger?
Nope.
Because I'm sensing there's stuff. There's stuff, and, you know, I don't know where it's coming from or how it's coming, but there's stuff, and you're not done dealing with the stuff. When you're ready, it will come. But if Mr. Perfect landed on your doorstep tomorrow, it's not quite time yet. But it's close, but it's not time yet. And I don't want to lie to you. I'm not going to tell you it's going to happen today because I feel like there's just stuff. Does that make sense?
No, because like I said, I've been, I really haven't been involved with anybody. I've kind of been trying to work through, I just didn't want the headaches of dealing with a relationship.
Okay, wait a second. Back it up. You've been trying to work through what?
Oh, just, you know, my divorce. I mean,
that's
my husband and I split
I'm
up 2 years
about.
Ago. I mean, we split up 2 years ago. And just,
doesn't matter.
You know, getting my finances in order, getting, you know, my work stuff, my children, that kind of stuff.
Okay, that's the stuff I'm talking about. There's stuff that's been going on that needed attention that you weren't ready to date yet. And I'm not trying to force that down your throat. It's just what I'm being shown. So if you're saying there's no stuff and everything's great and you had nothing, then that's okay. But I feel like there is stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that until you have time to focus on something else, it's almost like God's not going to send you Mr. Perfect until you can take advantage of Mr. Perfect. You know, I don't want you to take advantage of him, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, Jessica, you were married and divorced.
Yes, I've been divorced 10 years.
And how long did it take you to really, and I'm not suggesting it's going to take you this long. Tim,
and hopefully, most people, I'm a little slow.
Yeah. Well, you were slow.
But it took me 9 years.
Yeah, to get, now, that's
almost 10 years. I mean, I'm just ready now.
She's ready now, and it was a long time, of course, and I wouldn't suggest that it would take you that long because.
But I had a lot of stuff.
You had a lot of stuff to deal with. So what I'm going to say is, it's going to come. If I were to give you a time frame, I see January, February of when this is going to come into play. But that's about it. Not any sooner. That's about when I see that a guy may come into your life. Okay. And I wish that I could tell you that it was going to happen this summer, because I know you would love to have that summer romance. But I don't see that happening right now. I just don't. And I wish I could be, you know, I think January's good. You'll be ready then, okay? You'll be ready. Now tell me something. You have a degree in, like, business or something, right?
No.
You don't have a degree in business?
Nope.
Okay. Can I ask you this question? Do you work on your computer most of the time or no?
I work on the computer a lot, yes.
Okay, because what I'm sensing is the computer work you do is almost, and I don't want to, you do a lot of, like, administrative type things on the computer?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do I sense that you had a business degree or, like, a business administration degree? You have nothing like that, right?
No. Mm-mm. Never went to college.
I don't know where that's coming from. I do not know where that's coming from. Other than the business,
be somebody else in her life?
Could be. No. I'm sensing this is connected to her. Have you been thinking about going back to school at all?
No.
I don't. Do you have anybody with you there tonight?
No.
That's very odd. Very, very odd. I don't know what that's about, because I know what I'm sensing, and I don't know why. You know what? I'm going to tell you, make a suggestion. I'm going to ask you to call me back next week, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't know why I'm cluing in on this. But
you're picking up on someone else.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, it's just this is so strong, and if it's not you, but I know for a fact what I'm telling you, January, I'm dead on the money with that. Unless, of course, you decide to make me wrong and lock yourself in the house the entire month, which I have no control over. But you watch January, and that's when you're going to find the romance come back into your life, okay?
Okay. So you don't see a relationship between me and his name is Scott.
I see a slow building friendship that will grow and grow, but he is not in a place right now where he's ready to... Where I see that's going to happen with you. Not right now, no.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, then, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, Kim. That was unique.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what, and I don't want to be critical of people, but I think she just didn't like what you were saying.
I know. And
you know what, I mean, not everybody's going to like what you have to say.
Yeah.
And everybody wants love to happen right away. And they want that person that they have loved forever to be the one. But it doesn't mean that's the right person, you know?
Probably what I'll say is that when a lot of times when I do a reading, and I think everybody can hear when a reading is going a certain way, when somebody when somebody says that they're going through stuff, but no, they're not going through stuff, it's...
How could you not? Any divorce. I mean, unless it's just the most amicable divorce ever, there's stuff involved.
And I know sometimes, like, when I sit here and say you're going through stuff, you want to be strong and say, no, I'm not going through stuff. I'm not. Everything's good.
But I think everybody thinks they're ready, too.
Well, people think they're ready 30 days after their divorce.
Well, let me tell you, when I first got divorced, I dated up a storm.
I know. I remember
and,
that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good. No, it wasn't good. But I think that you don't want to hear that you've got some stuff that you still got to get through. But then when you kind of look at, and I think, Kim, when you look at it, I know you're still listening, when you look at it and you hear that, and you tell me that, you know, you're still trying to get through,
mm-hmm.
That's the stuff I'm talking about. You're still trying to get through the stuff of the divorce and the financial problems it put on you and the issues with the kids. That's the stuff I'm talking
about.
Well,
this person entered her life who she has feelings for.
Well, and she, but here's the thing, and this is the thing. When we have a crush on somebody when we're 18, 19, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That person is like a demigod to us,
oh,
right?
God,
they are
yeah.
everything. And as we grow and we enter into a relationship with somebody else, and that relationship fails to meet what we our expectations, we have a tendency to build up that fantasy of that person
mm-hmm.
and who they are and how they would have treated us and how our life would have been and where we would have lived and what our kids would have been like because he would have been the perfect dad. But the reality is who she saw when she was 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 is not the same person, okay?
I'm sure not.
Just as she's not the same person that she
right.
was. So we have to always remember that. And this doesn't just go for Kim. This goes for all of us. And so then as life continues to go on and we start to become wiser with age and we start to take some knocks and some wonderful things also that happen, what also happens is that, when that person might pop back into our life, we're thinking, wow, here's my
mm-hmm.
chance. But you have to be able to separate the yolk from the white of the egg. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, really the yolk is he maybe resembles the person you knew, but you don't know what happened in his life all those years.
Right.
You know, you just don't know. So what I'm going to say is he has been beat up in his marriage, and he had some down times, and he covers it up. And part of that is that he doesn't have any, he has trust issues, major trust issues, and he's going to have trust issues with anyone he's with for the next year or two. So I don't see a relationship going there right away. I also don't think that he sees her in the same way that she sees him.
Hmm.
And I'm not saying he won't down the road, but right now he sees her as the girl from the neighborhood.
Oh, really?
That kind of thing, yeah. So,
that's hard,
but it doesn't mean he can't be there to support her and be there for her and be her friend, and that could possibly grow into something, and that's what I was trying to get at. Timing has to be right, and just because somebody wants me to say something to make them feel better, I'm not going to lie to them. I'm not going to tell them something that's not real or that
right.
the angels hasn't presented. So I hope Kim appreciates that because that's
well,
that's
and
really
that's,
important.
I mean, I can't imagine somebody wouldn't want the truth.
I can't either. I would think most everybody would want the truth. Don't you think so?
Well, yeah, I'd love to have a movie star walk in here and say, hey, let's go out. But honestly, is that going to happen? No.
I don't think so. No, I don't
no.
think so. No.
No.
And you never know. You never know. You know what? I do
all
know.
All our fantasies.
And see, that'll be your... You're allowed to have that fantasy. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Do it one time.
Welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with Jessica. And, well, we've been talking a lot about near-death experiences tonight and different things that have happened to different people. I want to talk about something that happened to a person in 1985. And this story was submitted by Dr. Kenneth Ring. And it kind of goes like this. A woman who had passed away while she was having an emergency surgery started to float out above her body, saw all the surgeons and the nurses working, had an incredible feeling of peacefulness, and was able to view them trying to resuscitate her. And she felt herself being pulled up, and she said it was almost as if she was going through the floors of the hospital. Suddenly she found herself above the roof and realized she was looking at the skyline of Hartford. This happened, by the way, at Hartford Hospital in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And she said she marveled at how interesting the view was. Out of the corner of her eye, she saw a bright red object. And she said it turned out it was a shoe. I saw a shoe. And she was thinking about why there's a bright red shoe up there when suddenly she felt herself being sucked back into like a black hole. And then the rest of her account was fairly typical of what a near-death experience account was, where they come to, you know, and she's been resuscitated. And the interesting part is one of the residents was relating this to another resident who started to kind of mock the patient a little bit, you know, kind of you know, he thought that was just ridiculous as the patient was telling this story. And so he left her room, and he went and got the janitor. And he got the janitor to take him up to the roof. And the next day, he went and told the other attending resident, he said, come here, come to the locker room, I got to show you. And there was the red sneaker the woman had seen. He found it up on the roof.
Oh,
right? Now tell me, how is that possible?
That's cool.
Okay. Near-death experiences are real. People see things, hear things, feel things that they could never have felt, heard, or seen. There was one particular woman who was, and I actually had the story blocked here, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to find it, so I'm just going to relate it to you. She was messing around with her fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
Something got exposed, and there was water, electrical current, don't mix, and it just shot through her, knocked her against the wall, put her head through the drywall, and all of a sudden she is now floating above herself, right?
She's going, uh-oh.
Okay, well, I think that that's a scary feeling. So she's watching herself, and she realized that she had no pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she could. She said it was like I was this ball of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it extended about 3 feet in all directions around me, and wherever she thought about going, she would go.
Cool.
And so she said, you know, she started going through the house, and she thought, and she saw her dog was trying to you know, with his paw, wake her up, and she's thinking, good boy. And she said, my mouth was working, but the words weren't coming out, like no one could hear her, she said. And so she started to try and connect, and she realized she was connecting through her mind. It wasn't actual voice that was coming out. And then she thought, I wonder about my other dog that was in the backyard. And as she thought about that, she just seamlessly went through the coffee table and just floated outside. And she said, I'm outside, and I saw my dog there. And both dogs noticed her and were barking at her. And,
really?
And then she thought, obviously, I'm going to die in there because I'm floating. I need to get help. So then she thought, I wonder if there's anybody outside. And she said, as she said that, she floats through the house all the way out down the front walkway, and she saw her neighbor jogging by the front of the house. So she goes up to him, and she said, again, I'm not walking. I'm just, like, floating.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to grab him, but he goes right through her hand. And she's trying to get him, and she said nothing she could do could get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then she floated back inside. And she said it was really, she said she was between the walls at this point, kind of floating through. And then all of a sudden, she noticed almost like a silver cord coming from her body that connected all the way up to the head of her body that was laying on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And in an instant, she was like drawn back and like sucked. They always describe it this way, being sucked back in. And but while she was out, no pain, no remorse, just she wasn't ready to leave, she said.
Right.
And she came to enough to be able to pick up 911, call 911.
Oh,
so she ended up being okay. And then a couple of days later, she saw her neighbor, and she went out there and asked him if he had been by there jogging, and he had come by and jogged the exact same. That yes, he confirmed that was him jogging.
Oh.
And how amazing is that?
That's cool.
You know, so. So, AOL, I don't believe in your theory. Not
we
one
don't
bit.
Believe
we
you.
Know better. So there you go. Okay, I've got somebody who did private chat me, and her name is Debbie. And Debbie, I'm not going to read your question out loud because I don't think you want me to. I'm going to tell you to go ahead and get that test done. Because you will know then that what your situation is. I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think you'll be fine, but go ahead and get the test done so you can take the concern and fear away, and you know what I'm talking about. And I hope that answers your question because I think it will. Okay? All right, very good. Now we're going to go ahead and take the next caller in the queue, who is Cammy. Hi, Cammy. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. How can I help you?
Hi, actually, it's Tammy. What's a T? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. They put it, our producer put it in as Cammy, so that's fine. Tammy, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio. What part of Ohio?
Columbus area.
Columbus area. No, I want your exact address. No, I'm kidding. I don't want your exact address. So tell me, Have you called in before?
No, I have not.
Okay, good. So how did you find us tonight?
I don't know. I've used Blog Talk Radio before and I just saw you were on and thought, I think this is something I would like to hear and listen.
I'm really glad you did that. I'm a firm believer that everyone is divinely guided. So what exactly is your question?
Well, I recently just kind of turned over some decisions job-wise, financial-wise, and I just had an interview yesterday. I'm doing what I'm doing just a little bit differently as far as job-wise. Do you see the path as far as career and financial as a good start for me to get better?
Okay. The one thing I'm going to tell you that I see is that one of the reasons why you made these decisions was to handle stress, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also being shown by the angels that your sleep was being affected greatly. Is that also correct?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why sleep is being affected, but yeah.
Okay. The thing that they're showing me is that, I'm a little confused. I'm sensing that you were not optimistic at all, and then suddenly you made some decisions, and you finally got your hope back, your faith back. Is that true as well?
Yeah.
Okay. What they're saying to me is that you actually prayed on this, and you prayed on it a lot, and you asked for direction because you have a lot of faith, correct?
My faith is actually increasing here in the last couple of days, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. I need to ask you this question. It may seem like an odd question. Your mother living or deceased?
She's living.
Okay. How does she play a role in this?
She doesn't really. She's always encouraged me into whatever I do. It's never mattered. She just wants me to
be happy.
Mm,
there you go. Because they're showing me your mother does play a role in it, maybe just as a support network in a way. But they're showing me that your mother is in some way supportive of you, and is supporting you. And that was there a time where you kind of retreated from everything?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what they're showing me as well. And now I need to tell you, and this is critical for you to hear. They're telling me that the choice you made, the decisions you just came to, are exactly right on the money. They are the right choices. Okay?
Good.
These are the right things
Good.
For you to be doing. All righty?
Good.
They're telling me you're going to be triumphant in this, and it's going to be a steady growth, not a bam, suddenly. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's fine. A steady growth is good.
Well, and I think that's the way to be in this. They're telling me be brave. Like, don't get scared. Don't start to get nervous and lose your commitment, because commitment's everything with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that they're telling... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'd say the person who kind of... There was a person who helped me kind of get my hope back and helped me dream. He and I were together once before. We've had a very, very long-standing friendship. We were together once before, and I turned him away. He came back into my life, and now he has turned me away. Do you see him coming back as part of that path that I am now on? And
yes. The answer is yes. A very strong, solid, sincere yes. I do see that.
Do you see that happening soon?
Soon as in the next 90 days soon.
Okay.
Or, and I know this is going to sound odd that I'm saying it this way, 90 days or September. And what month are we in now? Somebody help me out.
March.
April, May, June.
So
that's an odd difference, I know. And I can't explain to you why I'm seeing it that way, but... When I see things, I get numbers, and I also have months, And my 90 days kind of overlays my month of September, so that's why I'm not quite sure if it's 90 days or by September. So I'm going to play it safe and say by September that will come around, but highly likely it'll happen sooner. Okay?
Okay.
Tell me about the healing that took place within you.
It was today, actually. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome, because that's what they're showing me really strong.
And it happened today over this man who said, I can't do this with you. I've gone back to my ex-girlfriend, and me standing up to him and saying, nope, sorry, don't believe you. It's a crock. Not because of him, but because of the situation, I came home from work very distraught with lots of questions in my head about, you know, I'm praying I have changed my life, and I have changed my life around in the past couple of years. I've taken full responsibility for past actions and made things better. And it has been going in the right direction, but I'm still feeling unfulfilled. And I took that, and I do believe in God and have been raised in the church, but have strayed. Still the belief, but not as strong.
Of course. Well, I understand that.
And I know the reason I am on this earth is because of divine intervention. I also had an experience a few years ago that I heard his voice, and it came in the sound of my daughter. I felt like I needed something else today, and there was only one thing that could answer and could solace me. I called my dad. I had him come and get me at work, and I said, Dad, I think I need something more. And he said, I know who you need to call. I know who you need to talk to. And I did. And in that conversation with, her name is Julie, her husband is a pastor, who is a family friend from a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I talked to Julie and cried about everything. I cried about answers. Why do I keep having questions? Why am I struggling? And she said, just let it go. Mm-hmm. And I did.
And how wonderful you feel. Didn't you feel like the weight of the world was released from your shoulders?
I did. I just sat there and bawled as if I had never cried like that before in my life and said, Lord, please forgive me.
Mm-hmm. You know,
and I know it was done.
That's the great thing about our God, is he's a forgiving God, and it's not even a question that you've been forgiven. And it's like a rebirth, isn't it?
Yes.
It's amazing. Yes. It's absolutely amazing. You're going to start making a new journey now. And I know it sounds weird for me to say this, but it's a safe, good, protected journey. It's the journey you were always meant to take. And so I see this is going to be, you're going to have so many new, wonderful things come into your life now, because of what you've done and of the way you've opened your heart. And I think what you need to do is to sit back and let it all come in now, because it's going to come. It's going to come like an elephant, okay? And it's going to be absolutely awesome. And God bless you for being willing to call into the show and share that with us, because I know a lot of our listeners right now, Tammy, are sitting there thinking, wow, that is so awesome. I guarantee you.
It's something that I have been searching for, and I have made excellent strides in my life, but my life has always been a struggle, sometimes of my own doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really took today and questioned, and why is this happening? Why every time I look for the chance at happiness, why is it just kind of taken away? And the path that I believe that I'm on is the right one. I have searched that quite a bit, and I believe that the life path that I'm supposed to take with this gentleman is still there, even though he said some kind of mean things to me today. I think that life path is supposed to be with him,
And mm-hmm. I think I have
to let
him go. But
first you have to do your journey, right? That's
yeah.
what's critical
yeah.
here. We talk about this a lot. First, you have to walk your road. And then when you're ready, and only then, can you share that road with somebody else. Okay?
Yeah.
And I know you'll be able to do that, and I know that you are going to do that. Get your journey going in the right direction and on a solid foundation, and then you can share that journey with someone else. But until then, you're not ready to. And I think that's one of the things you discovered today, that you have to have yourself really well-centered. And once you reach that
mm-hmm.
point, you won't be looking for what you're missing from someone else because you already have it.
Yes, you're
Amen.
Right. And I think at the same time, the man's name that we're talking about, his name is Dino, I think he is also searching for the same thing.
I'm going to tell you
yeah.
I would agree with you 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Which is why you cannot take what was said, you know what I'm saying? You can't take
yeah.
what was said to you to heart because it wasn't meant that way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Very good. Very, very good. Okay. I'm so thrilled that you called into the show. I think it was divine guidance. I think that you actually helped other people who were listening tonight with your wonderful, wonderful story of what just happened to you today. And let me ask you a question. Are you planning on moving anytime
sure.
in the near future?
Amazingly enough, the job that I will be taking, and this was one of the things that Dino and I talked about, I work south of where I live. I would
uh-huh.
be working north, and I've worked north before. It's about 45 minutes away, which is not a big deal where I live. It's kind of rural. That is where he lives, and I said, you know, I really miss that area, miss working in that area. My friends live in that area, and I'm gonna apply for this job. My girlfriend works there, and she's been encouraging me to do so. So I said, I'm going to apply for this job. And he said a week ago when we were talking about moving our relationship forward, he said, well, that would be good because when we finally live together and then eventually get married, you won't be that far from work.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Because I do see this coming up for you. I do see that coming up for you. So I think everything is just kind of coming together, and the pieces of the puzzle are slowly snapping into place, and eventually everything will go exactly the way it's supposed to be, okay? Everything will go the way it's supposed to be. So don't worry. I see everything happening in the way that it's supposed to be, driven by your fate and God's will, and I think that if you continue to stay the course, that's most important. Remember, don't look from within anyone else what is within you, that you need to find that and keep that and hold that dear. And you realize that, and I think now it's not going to be an uphill battle anymore, okay?
I hope so. I'm really tired of the uphill battle. I told somebody a long ago I was really tired of rolling the boulder uphill, but I knew as long as I could roll it, then I knew I could do the impossible, and it's nice to have something helping me roll that now.
Right, exactly. Very good. Very, very good. You have a blessed evening. I hope this reading has been helpful for you.
It has. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Good night now. Well, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's amazing how it's almost like the angels tell a story little by little.
Mm-hmm.
They tell it piece by piece until everything comes out. We're going to take a short break here, but I just want to say that somebody by the name of Pink Starlet is in the chat room. And I don't know why, but I think that's a really cool chat room name. I like that. Pink Starlet. We'll be back in two.
be a long, long journey. It's gonna be an uphill climb. It's gonna be a tough fight. It's gonna be some lonely nights. But I'm ready to carry on. So glad the worst is over. I can start living now. Ooh, I feel like I can do anything. And finally, I'm not afraid to breathe. Anything you say to me. And everything you do, you can't deny the truth, 'cause I'm the living proof. So many don't survive, they just don't make it through. But look at me, oh, I'm the living proof. Thinking back, life's been painful, yet fun. Took a while to learn how to smile. So now I'm gonna talk to my people about the storm, about the storm. So glad the worst is over. I can stop flying down. Oh, my destiny's right in front of me. And I'm almost there, 'cause now I'm free.
Try that again, In Living Proof. How's that?
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Very peaceful.
I think so. I think it was really good. I want to welcome. We've got a lot of new people just signed into the chat room as well. We've got some more people on the line, so we're going to be taking another caller. You know, I mentioned last week and the week prior to that, we were talking about Angela Lansbury, and I was saying what a unique person she was. And
you just like Angela Lansbury.
You know why?
She comes up in conversation a lot.
Because beginning of her name, you figured it out.
I know, and I'm looking at her name on this piece of paper you had. I said, Angel, that's part of her
why
name.
I like her. You know what it is? Because I like people who are not only good in their careers and successful. She has an English accent, which we both love. We love English accents, but also and very extremely successful and talented. But also, she was a great mom. And the reason why
mm-hmm.
she was a great mom was that in 1970, I think, did I mention this last week?
Yeah,
I get it.
Did.
You know, to leave the country
mm-hmm.
Because your kids got involved with drugs and you want to make sure that they stay on the straight and narrow and to move to County Cork, Scotland.
But hey.
Who does that?
If you have the ability to do that, that's awesome.
I think it's awesome, and I never completely finished that, but I thought that was pretty amazing, and I think that is pretty.
Well,
amazing.
I admire her,
pretty
and
cool.
She's a wonderful actress. That's what we were saying earlier.
Yeah,
she's one of those actresses that can be any character.
Well, yeah, and she's
different people. Where there are some actresses that can only play themselves, basically.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, and I just think I think that her voice too. You know, even when she was young, they used her voice for different things,
mm-hmm.
and the children's it really resonated with the children, and so they tapped her again to play in Mr. Popper's Penguin.
Oh,
now
I
never
seen
saw
that.
The movie.
No, I haven't either.
Some people say it's great. You
Is
know?
It?
But they say that she played like that. She didn't want to do it,
mm-hmm.
and then she made them change the tenor of her character, and then she did it, and it got rave reviews. So,
huh.
Yeah, I really don't know.
I thought that was
yeah.
a Jim Carrey movie.
Okay, I don't know. It is a Jim Carrey movie, isn't it? Yeah, I believe it is. I believe it's a Jim Carrey movie. I'm sorry, I got distracted because Susie, there's Venus in the chat room, and she was wondering, I guess she has a question. Am I close to being picked by any chance? Just so. Okay, let me see. We're going to go ahead and take Venus's call now because she's been on hold for quite a long time. And she is next in the queue, and she's asking in the chat room. So you see, Susie Q is able to bring that forward. We're going to take her right now. We're going to go ahead and take, I guess her name is Venus, but I think it's Venera. Is that correct? Do I have Venera on the line? Hello? Hello?
Hi, sorry. This is Venera.
Okay, hi. That's okay. No problem. How can I help you? Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Yes.
Cool. That's cool. I was there 2 summers ago. So tell
yeah?
me.
Yeah? How did you like it? Did you get robbed, too? I just got robbed.
Do you want to know something? I heard the crime rate was really high.
Oh, my God.
And they
it's
told
awful.
Me to be careful. We were coming through. We used to RV all summer long through all the states. And it was through one of those trips that that we came through. So it was actually 3 years ago. But I hope you're okay.
Oh, it was terrible. I mean, somebody just came from my back and slapped me and took my phone in the middle of the daylight in, like, the safest
oh
part
God.
Of the town. And I was talking to my cousin on the phone. And the street was full of cars, believe me. So, yeah, I just really am trying to get out of here because I like the people a lot. They're nice and
great.
It's a comfy little town. But
yes.
It's too hot and the crime rate. But in any case... Sorry.
That's okay. Was it an iPhone?
Yes, it was,
yeah.
but it was a broken one, and I totally would have given it to them because I honestly had a new one coming in. You know, I'm telling you, and it was broken. And
I
so
believe
it
you.
Was just, I was so upset because they slapped me, and it came from my back, and, you know, I've never experienced this before in my life. And
it was
so,
frightening. It scared you, and I can tell
it,
you. I just know this. They would not have hurt you. They are taking those phones and they have they sell very well aftermarket because they unlock them, and that's kind of what was going on there. But I just don't want you to feel like all I'm going to tell you is don't take it personal. It wasn't against you.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean
yeah.
I know it's easy for me to say, but you know when you were the one who just got smacked upside the head and your phone stolen, I get that.
Yeah, that's
That's
scary.
Very, very scary. They just did a story on this on Nightline the other night, and this is happening all over the country with iPhones, which is why now I keep mine in my purse when I'm out in public because, I was surprised to hear this was going on. Very shocking.
Yeah. It is very shocking, but thanks for emphasizing with me. And somebody told me about that story. I was like, darn it, I wish I had seen that. I wish, because it happened right after I was robbed. I say robbed because the police told me it's called armed robbery, and I don't know why.
Well,
but that's what
he hit you
they
on the
said.
Head with an
yeah,
item?
He hit me with a hand.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with slapped me.
My goodness. Well, thank God you're okay because material things can always be replaced, but your life is more important.
Yeah. Yes, I absolutely. I just automatically reacted. You know what I mean? It wasn't about, I don't care about materialistic things, honestly. I have 3 master's degrees, a PhD, and I make no money because I'm doing a postdoc. And I came here to do a postdoc. I'd never even been to St. Louis. I thought this would be a good experience. And I'm telling you, it hasn't really been proven as such. Therefore, my call to you guys. But but I would have just given to them the phone. I just was so upset, and I started running after them. I was trying to catch them. Can you believe that?
Yes, it's
I don't know.
Reaction.
I was like, I'm going to get killed, so I better take some martial art classes if that's how I react. I didn't know I would react like this because this has never happened to me before.
I'm sorry to laugh at this.
It's funny.
Sorry.
It really is.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And you're a quick learner, so maybe the martial arts class is a good idea, but not because you're going to go in pursuit, just to protect yourself anywhere you end up in the country. Have you ever considered Seattle, Washington?
Yes, I would love that. But to be honest with you, the thing is that it's so far from London. My whole family, because of the war in Kosovo, they moved to London. So they are so scared when I tell them anything about West Coast, and I know it's a very irrational fear, but they think it's so far away they might never see me.
So if I stick with
the East Coast or just temporarily in Midwest, then it's okay. But so long as we have an understanding that eventually I would move to the East, you know?
Yes.
But I love Seattle. I think the weather is perfect, and the people are nice, and I've been watching Frasier a lot, so...
Oh, well, there you go.
That's why I like it.
Good, very good. Now, how can I help you tonight?
Okay, thank you. So I'm sure you have other callers, so let me just be quick.
It's okay.
So basically, I'm just going to go right to it, although I can talk. I have so many other things. But anyway, basically, I'm trying to look for, I've been looking for an academic position last year. Mm-hmm. It never happened, although I'm a pretty strong candidate, I've been told. And this year, And so this year I came to do this postdoc because I was told that if I come here, all the doors would open, and they're not opening.
Right.
So I had 2 interviews that they were actually better. They were like invitations, which is like an equivalent of second and final interview.
Correct.
And I was just contacted by one of the deans telling me that they're going to do my background check.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the University of Georgia, and that's like a next level kind of thing. It's like almost you got the job. But
that
I'm just wondering, do you see this actually happening for me, and is this going to be a good fit for me?
Okay, first of all, I'm going to tell you that it's going to be an excellent fit for you. There's no doubt. The other thing I want to tell you is that position is going to be blessed for you. I got a silly question. Are you involved in music in any way?
No, really. Well, I used to play piano for 7 years back home, but I haven't done it in 17 years. So I do research on social work.
I'm going to tell you about your music in a second. Hold on to that so I don't forget.
Sure.
But.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you that this position is going to fit you perfectly. It's also going to fit, obviously, your parents because, you know, you're going to be East Coast, really East Coast. So that's more East Coast than you are right now, correct? So they're going to love that. But I feel like you're going to really, you're going to fall in love with it there. You're going to fall in love with it. And you're thinking that you're going to want to move away from there after a short order, but I don't think you will. I think you're really going to like it. I see you're going to spend some time there. Yes, there definitely. Your background check's going to come back without a problem, okay? But I think you already knew that.
Yeah, except I have 1 warrant for arrest because they found me here. They wanted me to. They asked me for a train ticket, and I had forgotten home, and I never went to the court. I forgot.
Okay.
So that's why.
But did you take care of that?
No.
Okay.
Is that a bad? Is it really bad? Because everybody keeps telling me it's a small thing. Don't worry.
I would take care of it. This is over a train ticket, a warrant for a train ticket?
Yes, like, you know, they asked me for a train ticket, and we have a free ticket because I work at school, but
yes.
I didn't have it with me. I had it in my bag, at my other bag.
Okay.
At home. So I didn't have one, so they wrote me a ticket, and I never went to the court because I got so busy, believe it or not. And
okay,
so
well, that could negatively impair you getting that job. You need to get that taken care of immediately. Okay.
Really?
Yes. That could definitely, anything that's outstanding like that is going to show up as a warrant.
But would it say what it is for in a warrant?
It might, but they don't care what it's for. A warrant's a warrant. And that could greatly impair it. I mean, all it requires is you showing up to the court, correct?
Yes.
Take care of it. I'm telling you, take care of it. Otherwise, this will hang over you like yesterday's news. It's not good.
Okay.
Okay. You need to take care of it. I'm telling you.
Do they remove it right away?
It doesn't matter if they remove it. They will remove it right away. However, it may take 30 days to clear. However, if you have the paperwork showing that it was taken care of, that's all you need to worry about. You just need the paperwork showing that the docket was closed on that.
Okay. I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay. All right, yeah, need to take care of it. You can never let something like that go. I wish that wasn't the case, but that's the case. So if you get that taken care of tomorrow, you'll be fine.
Okay?
Because the worst thing is they come back and say your background check didn't clear. You can say there was only a situation with a ticket that was taken care of. If that's all it was, then I can show you that was settled. Usually, if it comes back like that, they'll tell you why, and then you'll have the opportunity to show that was cleared up, and then you'll be fine. If anybody here watches American Idol, contestants were kicked off the show for something as little as that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So you have to be really, really careful, you know? You have to be really, really careful. Alrighty. So get that. You know what? You go down there tomorrow. All you have to do is pay a fine, I think.
Yes, I know. It's not even that much. It's $20.
I know. So why?
It's because,
right?
I've been so busy and I'm depressed, to be honest with you, you know?
I am so
depressed. You have no idea.
It's
been so hard.
Well, it's a lot harder than you ever thought it would be, because this was supposed to be the land of opportunity, right? And then, you know, it was supposed to be bend down, pick it up, and it was yours. But it doesn't. It's like anything else, timing, finding the right job. This is going to be the right opportunity for you. You're very good at what you do, and you'll be a wonderful, wonderful teacher. You know that, right?
Yeah, I love teaching and writing.
Yeah, there's no doubt you're going to be wonderful at this. But I absolutely do know that if you take care of this tomorrow, it'll be okay. Okay.
Great. And how about the salary? Will I be happy or?
No, of course not. No.
I'm not going to be happy.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's not exactly what you were looking for, but it's not bad either. It's decent. Okay? Traditionally, they're not. It depends on what you're looking for. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Give me the first number. I'll tell you.
Well, I've seen what they pay the professors, and so it's between mid-70s to high.
Okay.
To mid-80s.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm actually obviously looking for the highest because I have a lot of qualifications.
Right.
I want like 80s.
Okay. I think that you're going to get somewhere in, you're going to be somewhere between 62 and 75 is what I think. Okay.
Oh, that's not good. I will not take that job if that's the case, believe me. because
I
have $300,000 worth of loans.
But think twice about that, because once you, they're going to make you do 1 year. It's almost, I'm not saying it's an internship, but it's almost like an internship for a professor. You know what I'm saying? Don't turn it down. I can't tell you not to turn it down, because I'm not allowed to affect your free will. I'm going to say to you is you will be a huge hit with the students, and your classes will fill up, and if you choose not to take it, you'll continue to struggle. It's not worth it. I'm strongly encouraging you, but not telling you to take that job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Yes. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, and we are all so sorry about your experience today. Georgia, by the way, is safer than where you are, but, you know, every town has its areas you have to be careful of, and, you know, every town. I don't care where you are. And
like Athens, you think Athens might be just like
Athens,
here?
Athens, Georgia,
you
know, is a. It, actually, Athens, Georgia, is a beautiful place. If you have a moment, if you go to the chat room, Susie is in the chat room. She's our chat room host, and she is from Georgia, and she can probably tell you a little bit more about Athens. But Athens, Georgia, is a very nice. I always say it's country. It's country living out there. Okay, it's
mm-hmm.
not like this isn't like city living. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
so it's very country, and I think that you'll enjoy it. I think you'll fall in love with the Southeast because it's different. It's very different, and Georgia is different than anywhere else in the country. Nothing in no place is like Georgia, and I think you'll enjoy it because the people there are very warm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a family feel to it. And the University of Georgia, of course, is as Kelly's saying, Athens. Yeah, I believe Kelly in our chat room. Kelly, didn't you graduate from UGA? She's in the chat room, and I think okay. So yeah, I think she graduated from there, I believe. And Kelly's a great one to ask, and she's in the chat room right now, so maybe you can private chat her.
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I will.
She'll give you some wonderful information, a very intelligent girl. I think that's a good connection for you to make, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Listen, God bless you, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Thanks. Have a good night.
You too now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in two.
Hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm sorry.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
I won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. Rest of those girls.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love the free fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is
a
tramp.
Go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine.
And I love the Yankees.
Cheetah's just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park Lake.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. That's why this lady is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I do? 'Cause I got no dough.
Oh, no. That's why the lady is a tramp. Go!
Ba 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 ba.
California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Woo! You know who that was? Tony Bennett and...
And I don't know.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga did that. Yeah, we did that. We talked about that once before. The lady is a tramp. That reminds me of a lot of girls that went to high school. Only kidding. I'm kidding, of course. You know, it's that time again, isn't it?
It's that time. That wasn't even a song.
See, that wasn't me singing. You notice I didn't stop you because... I didn't stop you at all because I didn't want to stop you. But you know what?
You should have stopped me.
I should have stopped you. I want to talk. We were going to talk about this, and I just want to mention this because we talked about this tonight, and I thought it was like the weirdest thing. There are a couple things I didn't talk about, but one of the things that I'll say for next week. But one of the things, you know, you hear about these stories where developers come in and build right on top of gravestones, gravesites, right? And it happened right here in my Seminole County has been taking the biggest rap for more things. I'm so embarrassed.
Why?
I don't know. But I'm
every town has dirt. Come on.
Every town has dirt. And you know, we're going to hit on a couple of things really quickly here. The fireman that went up to Maine, turns out he was selling drugs. Seminole County. No, thank you. We don't want him. He was murdered, but
people.
But
Seminole County is a good place.
It's a great place. We have the highest ranked school system in the state. But you know, I don't know. And now the Trayvon thing, Sanford, where we go for our tea on Sunday. Okay, it's like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. But also in Western Seminole County, there's this little graveyard that sits in the woods on the corner of Banana Lake Road and State Road 46A. And unfortunately, you know, there's like 11 markers sitting there. And, you know, if you look at the markers, it looks like it looks like an old graveyard, you know, with the white picket fence and all. And it's from the 1800s. Unfortunately, though, that graveyard was put there in 2000 because a greedy, snot-nosed, I want to slap his face off developer came in and wanted to buy the land where the graveyard actually was. So he made everyone believe that he moved the graveyard by putting the headstones up and a little white picket fence around it. Turns out that only one of the headstones has a mass of bones under it. They believe that there were 60 to 70 grave sites that they went ahead and built right on top of.
See, it's poltergeist.
It's
all
poltergeist.
Over again.
I mean, isn't that freaky? I mean, doesn't that bother you?
It does. How do they do that? Why not just move it the way they're supposed to move it?
Poltergeist.
Cross over, children. All are welcome. Go into the light.
Talk the whole show about this little lady.
Yeah, this is poltergeist. But see, that really happened. And I just think that's awful. I mean, I really think that's awful.
Well, I just think, you know, it's disrespectful. Here, these are the remains of love. People.
It's just so wrong, and it's just so devastating. Next week, I'm going to tell you about the priest that blew up in St. Augustine.
Oh, you never talked
I
about that.
I never talked about it, and it was kind
of... It is a really weird story.
So I'll tell you all about that next week. Tune in Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be here talking about all sorts of good things. And again, I know we didn't get to everybody on the phones tonight, and I try so hard to, but, you know, we can only do so much. But if you call in next week, we'll get you right through. And I know Cindy's been waiting a long time. She was next in the queue. So, Cindy, my show will automatically cut off after a certain period of time, so I can't take the call, even though I'd love to. But if you call in next week, I promise you, I will take you first in the queue if you call in next week. So I apologize because you were next in the queue, and I always feel bad when the very next person didn't get in. So
I know.
That makes me feel bad. Everybody, thank you for tuning in tonight. I look forward to seeing you next week right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe.